This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, there's an ongoing message coming from farmers across the country in many commodity groups. They want the same opportunities to sell their products as other farmers enjoy. Many times it's seen as a battle between large and small farms. Whatever the motivation is behind it all farmers want is a fair shake. We see that in the dispute right now over the transparency demands in the cattle markets. But it is nothing new. USDA is also looking at what they can do about it. And we'll hear from Ag Secretary Vilsack next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
Desire for a fair and equitable marketplace is nothing new. It just seems to mold itself to the times. It's not just cattle that have ever asked for transparency. Poultry producers have also had concerns over their industry's contract and tournament systems. Many producers wonder how fair and equitable the system really is. Now, there is the Packers and Stockyards Act, which does protect livestock producers and keeps everything supposedly on an even keel. And questions like this, though, it has prompted the USDA to make some proposed rule changes to help strengthen that old piece of legislation. U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack talks about those changes, especially one called the Transparency in Poultry Grower and Contracting Tournaments Rule.
Today, we're announcing the finalization of the first of a number of rules designed to strengthen the Packers and Stockyards Act efforts at providing transparency and fairness. We are prepared to file the final rule entitled Transparency in Poultry Grower Contracting and Tournaments. Now, this rule is really directed at live poultry dealers, and that's a technical term for poultry process integrators. And it's designed to direct them to provide to growers critical information about contracts to the chicken grower community with whom they are contracting and with whom they are asking birds to be raised.
Vilsack says transparency between contractors and producers takes on many forms.
At the crux of this rule is the requirement of integrators to provide a live poultry dealer disclosure document. This document is designed to provide and to outline a realistic set of outcomes that growers can expect before they make an important contracting decision or before they make key capital investment decisions. It asks for information such as the earnings by quintile that growers could expect, a minimum flock placements, variable costs that may be incurred during the course of the contract, how the integrator will exercise discretion in relationship to sick flocks or natural disasters.
The fairness Vilsack says they're working towards is not just limited to livestock, but also pertaining to seed companies, USDA food purchases, and they're thinking of creating a new position at USDA to oversee it.
We're sending a letter to major seed companies reiterating the obligation that they have to comply with the Federal Seed Act transparency requirements for seed that's being shipped in interstate commerce. The second thing we're doing is to clarify an issue relating to food products that are purchased by USDA. As you all may know, there is a requirement when we purchase food for food banks or for the school lunch program that the food that we're purchasing must be of a domestic origin. We want to make sure that it is clear that when we talk about domestic origin, we're talking about beef, pork, lamb, and bison that is born, raised, and slaughtered in the U.S.
For this story and more, log on to iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.